Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest.
Hi.
I'm Pat.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
We're talking about somebody who here has done some really amazing stuff today, despite a disability. I'm trying to think, and I've been trying to rack my brains, and I don't know many people in my life who've got disabilities. I'm trying to think of some who've done pretty amazing things in spite of it. And I think, I guess, of the Paralympians who go on and do such great,
you know,
they win their medals.
One of my friends is actually in the Paralympics
now.
Yeah, she was in a car accident, lost her leg. So she is canoeing.
Cool.
And she's in the Olympics. Yeah. You have to admire that, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
We have a couple of we actually have two autistic kids in my family.
Mm-hmm.
But it's fun to see them excel because, you know, they're dealing with some things that most of us don't have to.
Yeah.
So this
and can barely understand, like, what it would be like.
I know. Well, this person we're talking about today is Lin Jinglan, and she is a dancer, but she's also deaf. So you can imagine, I know, you imagine how that would be? Because the whole point in dancing is to dance to a rhythm.
To the music.
Right?
Yeah. Well, let's find out how she does it in our article, Dancing Without the Sound of Music.
Music surrounds the studio. The pounding rhythm sends vibrations through the floorboards. Lin Jinglan dances in perfect sync with the tempo of the music. Her hands move through the air in graceful patterns, her feet never missing a beat. She becomes one with the song. What makes this all the more impressive is that Lin cannot hear the melody. Instead, she listens to the music with her feet. Lin was born with a severe hearing impairment, so her fluid and precise movements depend on vibration cues from music. She started dancing at an early age to stay in shape. It wasn't until she was invited to choreograph a dance that her hidden talent and passion for dance were revealed. Lin applied to many dance schools, but was turned down time and time again. However, she stopped at nothing to become a dancer and refused to let her disability hold her back. In fact, Lin believes her hearing impairment has actually enhanced her other senses. Her elevated sense of touch allows her to be particularly sensitive to the sound waves transmitted through the floor, a fact she discovered in college while preparing for a dance competition. Despite people's skepticism, Lin danced her way to success. She proved what many people thought was impossible and is now determined to remove the negative labels placed upon deaf people. The struggles that Lin had to overcome to become a professional dancer and choreographer also motivated her to start Taiwan's first dance company for the deaf. She also launched the Crescent Moon Plan to raise funds to support dance education for the deaf. Lin continues to demonstrate that her hearing impairment is not a limitation. She once said that even if she were given a choice, she would still prefer to be deaf.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. Well, I mean, that's a pretty amazing story, right?
Is,
it's quite incredible how she can do this. So let's look at some of the words from that article. We start off with the description of what's going on here in Lin's daily life. Music surrounds the studio. So she's in the studio, the dance studio where she practices. There's music going on. And the pounding rhythm sends vibrations through the floorboard. So it's pounding. It's kind of making that drumbeat sound, the kind of doom, doom, doom kind of pound, like a heartbeat, something like that. That's another thing that's a pounding rhythm. It's regular, it's fairly heavy, that sort of thing. And it sends vibrations through the floor. So when something is moving or making noise continuously or back and forth, it can be heard like sound, or you can feel it moving through something. An earthquake is an obvious example of a vibration because these rocks grinding into each other under the earth makes the earth vibrate, and you can feel the floor moving up and down. And heavy music would do the same. You can often feel it, you know, when you walk by a shop and you can hear this heavy thump,
boom,
thump,
boom, boom,
or a car playing with a big stereo passes by.
Totally.
Yep. And if you're at home, if you want, you can try turning up your music really loud and seeing how you can feel the movement of it.
Yeah, I need better speakers, though,
pretty heavy speakers.
Oh, do you have
I reckon
good
I could do this, yeah.
Yeah. You'll often hear them referred to as subwoofers.
Yes, that's the
sort
of thing.
boom, boom. I love that.
And you can feel them. You'd feel this bass line in the floor under your feet.
Yeah, it kind of moves. So yeah. Those are the vibrations. And the floorboards simply refer to the floor. Most of the floors that we walk on, even though they have carpet perhaps on them, which usually you don't find carpet in Taiwan.
No.
They are boards. So those are the floorboards. Now, this wonderful dancer's name is actually Lin Jinglan, and she dances, it says, in perfect sync with the tempo of the music. If you're in sync, it means you match something perfectly. We also can be in sync with a friend, especially a good friend. If you're in sync, you kind of know what each other's thinking. You know, you're on the same wavelength, you could
say. Wavelength is the exact word there.
Yeah. So she's in perfect sync with the tempo of the music. The tempo refers to how fast or slow something is. That's the tempo.
Okay, and as she's dancing, her hands move through the air in graceful patterns, and her feet never miss a beat. So graceful, it's beautiful, it's kind of very...
Elegant.
Yeah, elegant. It could be fast, it could be slow, but it's, you know, it's got really good shape to it, that kind of thing.
Pretty.
It looks really beautiful. Mm. And if her feet never miss a beat, it means they come down or they move always on this tempo, these beats of the music. She doesn't miss a step here and there. Mm-hmm. It just lands perfectly with the speed and the beats in the song that's playing.
So it says she becomes one with the song. It simply means it seems like she's part of the music. It's just one thing. You're not watching two separate things.
Mm.
She becomes one with the song. What makes this all the more impressive is that she can't hear the melody. The melody is the tune of the song. So she can't hear the melody at all. She doesn't hear what the
words,
music sounds like.
Anything like that.
But she can feel the rhythm because of those vibrations that her feet and her body can feel.
Yeah,
as she's dancing
through the air and through the floor.
Right.
So the reason for this, of course, why she can't hear the music, is that Lin was born with a severe hearing impairment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Severe means very bad, a lot worse than usual. We don't really use severe for good things.
No.
We say a severe accident, a severe problem.
Sometimes we'll say a severe haircut, which means...
Oh, it's really short.
The cut is very strong. They probably cut it pretty short.
Yeah.
Severe.
You more like to say like a severe headache, though.
Yes.
Like a super bad headache.
That's what I get.
So hers is a severe hearing impairment. So her hearing is impaired. It doesn't work properly. It doesn't function like most people's do.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically, we're saying that she is deaf.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know if she's 100% can't hear anything deaf, but if it's a severe hearing impairment, she probably is.
Yeah.
If she can hear anything at all, it must be very muffled sound that she can't make out. So for all intents and purposes, she can't hear anything at all. Which means that her fluid and precise movements depend on vibration cues. So here when we talk about fluid, we mean smooth and graceful, kind of flowing like water.
Mm-hmm.
So when she dances, her arms, her legs, her whole body, it will flow like water. And it will be precise. It will be accurate. It will, you know, she'll go in the right places at the right times,
mm-hmm.
not going kind of wildly or missing out or messing up or anything. So she needs, as a dancer, to be precise. You can't mess up the dance, but she can't listen, so she depends on vibration cues.
Mm.
And a cue is kind of almost like a signal.
Uh-huh.
We use it a lot in theater to talk about, okay, that particular word means I should come on stage, or that's my cue to reply, or to walk over here,
uh-huh.
stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's kind of like your signal to get ready to do something or to do something.
Yeah, and oftentimes in music, especially for dancing, there will be a part in the music that you know you have to do a particular move or step.
Mm.
Now, she's got an interesting background. She started dancing at an early age. Usually if they start at an early age, I'm thinking about 5 or 6.
4 or 5, yeah, maybe.
So pretty young. Why was she dancing? Originally, she was dancing to stay in shape. Dancing is a great way to get some exercise and to stay in shape. And that's what she was originally dancing to accomplish. She just wanted to be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't want to
get some exercise.
Yeah, maybe not get too fat. Just get some exercise.
So maybe it was a bit older than five then. If you're dancing to stay in shape, you imagine you're old enough
to understand. You understand what fat and thin mean.
Yeah, so maybe she was a little older than five. Because at an early at five, you're just dancing for fun, really. You don't need to do it to stay in shape at five. But So maybe she was a bit older. We're not sure. But she never really kind of thought of this as like a career or something I was going to do. It was just basically for fitness. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until she was invited to choreograph a dance that her hidden talent and passion for dance were revealed. Now, to choreograph a dance means to work out all the movements, basically. Mm-hmm. And you can choreograph your own dance, or you can choreograph a bunch of people dancing and kind of say, okay, first we do this, then you do this, here are the steps, and then, you know, there'll be a featured soloist dancer, maybe, mm-hmm. or two people dancing together, and then you guys in the background will be doing this. This is, I guess, maybe more your area than
mine. Perhaps I've had to dance on stage.
Same, but they usually put me at the back because I'm not good.
It wasn't my favorite part of performing, I'll be honest, but I can dance. The choreograph, of course, is the person who comes up with the steps, the movements.
Yes, the ideas.
But notice we change the stress on the word when we say what the person's title is, and that's choreographer. Sorry about that. So choreograph and choreographer is the person who's actually coming up with those steps. She had a hidden talent and a passion for dance. And when she was asked to choreograph or to come up with the steps for a group of people, perhaps a group of people or one person, we don't know.
Yeah, it could be at school or something, could be some friends.
That's
at
when
a school
she realized,
plays,
you know?
Like, this is what I want to do.
Yeah.
I'm good at this.
Isn't
that great? I've got an idea for what I want to see and how I want people to dance.
Yeah.
And I love it. And so this is it. This is the path I'm going to follow.
It's cool. It's fun to be able to find your path, I'll be honest. A lot of people are in their 50s and still don't know their path. Right now, guys, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back to talk about Lin's background and more about how she became a dancer.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们今天要看的这位舞者呢，他的名字叫做林静兰。但是他比较特别的是，他是一个听障的舞者。我们首先来看到空格第一个句子提到 ，Her hands move through the air in graceful patterns. Her feet never blank one a beat.在这里要考考同学们文法的观念，前面有主词跟动词，但是后面的句子呢是用逗号，既然是用逗号，没有连接词，所以后面呢并不是一个完整的句子，我们就使用独立分词构句，也就是它的主词呢跟前面的主词不一样，但是来加上 ving 表示主词的主动态。说到呢，他的手呢在空中优雅的摆动着，而他的双脚呢则是没有错过节拍，在这里是主动的意味，所以就搭配 ving 的形式。第一题的标准答案就选择 be missing。第二段呢，在这里就提到了这位舞者呢，他有先天严重的听觉损害。我们来看一下第二个空格 ，It wasn't blank two. She was invited to choreograph a dance that her hidden talent and passion for dance were revealed. 同样是考同学们句型的概念，在英文里面，我们如果搭配。It wasn't until 加一个时间或者是子句，然后 that 再加一个子句呢，中文就解释成为直到怎么样才怎么样。在这一句里面的意思是，直到他受邀要去编舞的时候，他那舞蹈的隐藏天分跟热情才展现出来。所以搭配句型的结构，第二题的标准答案我们选择 A until。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi guys, welcome back. So we left Lin Jinglan as she was deciding this is the time. I'm going to become a dancer. And she applied to many dance schools, but was turned down time and time again. So she applied, she sent off her application, maybe a video of her dancing. I presume you'd need that for a dancing school. And she tried to basically get into the school. She wanted to study there. But she was turned down. They said, no, you can't come study here. We're going to turn down your application. Sorry, better luck next time kind of thing. And presumably because they knew of her hearing problem.
Yeah, I don't know. It's difficult to get into schools where you're studying an art of some kind, whether
true.
It's singing, acting, or dancing. Those are difficult schools
more
to get
subjective,
into.
I guess, because instead of just showing, look, I've got grades, you have to kind of show other types of talents which are harder to measure.
And some people might think someone's talented and another person might not agree.
Yeah, that's what we mean by subjective.
Subjective is someone's personal opinion. So she did apply to a lot of dance schools. It says many, but was turned down or was not given a letter of acceptance.
Rejected.
Yeah. So she didn't stop, though, at that. Some people would say, oh, I give up. It's too hard. But she didn't. She really wanted to dance. And I believe that people who really have a great passion, and you got to have some talent, too, though, let's be honest, that they can succeed. So she didn't give up. She stopped at nothing, which means you'll do anything to achieve your goal. She stopped at nothing to become a dancer and refused to let her disability hold her back. Again, a disability is similar to being impaired. There's something not quite right about your body. Typically, it is your body. Though sometimes it can be
a mental
disability or disorder. A disability, though, just means there's some physical or mental condition that's holding you back from being completely whole.
Yeah, makes something not work properly.
Limits you some way. Maybe it's your movements, your senses, your...
could be missing a leg.
Thought processes,
kayaker you talked about before.
Yeah, right. So these are disabilities. But she refused to let those things hold her back or stop her from pursuing her dream.
In fact, she believed her hearing impairment has actually enhanced her other senses. So it's made them stronger. And a lot of people say this, that if you're missing one sense, your other senses become greater to kind of compensate, you know, to make up for the lack of something. So blind people can hear very well and smell very well. Deaf people, she's saying it's her elevated sense of touch. Mm. Elevated means greater, much stronger, much higher than ordinary people. And it allows her to be particularly sensitive to the sound waves transmitted through the floor. Mm-hmm. So she's very sensitive. She can notice very small changes that other people maybe wouldn't.
Right.
If you've got a sensitive nose, you're great at smell. You can tell the difference between one thing and another. If you've got a sensitive taste, you can tell, you know, if something's a little stronger than another thing when other people might not notice the difference. So she could tell that these sound waves passing through the floor were changing, That one's heavier, that one's softer, they've got faster, they've got slower.
Yeah.
As they were transmitted or kind of moved through the floorboards. That's what transmit means, to move something from one place to another.
Yeah, it can mean send. It can also mean pass something through one thing to another.
Yeah, so this is the sound passing through the floor.
And you said sound passing through the floor.
And she can sense it. She just notices it. And she discovered this kind of idea, this feeling, when she was in college preparing for a dance competition.
Right.
And she kind of first noticed this kind of, wait a minute, hang on, I can actually feel all of these changes through my feet.
Right.
And she, you know, maybe she was just kind of dancing for a bit of fun before, but now she's starting to realize, hey, I can do this. And I can maybe sense things that other dancers will just ignore because they're just listening to the music.
Right.
They will not pay attention to the messages their feet are sending them.
No, I have to be honest. I've never danced by paying attention to my feet.
Yeah, I mean, I'm more concerned about trying to get them to go in the right place.
Yeah, I know.
Never mind listening to them.
But she's actually feeling something through her feet. Now, it says in the next paragraph, she was preparing for a dance competition.
Yeah, we should look at the word competition. It's a contest, basically.
Yeah.
It's something where a bunch of dancers will all dance and judges will watch them and decide who is the best. And
who's
give
the
them, yeah, like a reality TV singing show is a competition.
Those are popular.
Football
here.
Games, you know, sports games are competitions. Mm-hmm. You could have spelling or writing or speaking competitions at school where you prepare something, you show it off, you get some marks for it, and then there's a winner. That is a competition.
Now, in the last paragraph, it's also the third paragraph, it says, despite people's skepticism, lean dance your way to success. If you're dealing with someone's skepticism, if they're skeptical, that's the adjective it means, they doubt something, and it's usually they're doubting or questioning something that people say is true.
Or possible.
Or possible, or an opinion. Oh, I don't know. I don't know about that. You can also say someone's a skeptic.
Yep.
That's a noun to refer to someone who is skeptical.
Yeah.
But
I should note about all three words, skepticism, skeptical, and skeptic, in the UK they're spelled with a C as the second letter, not the K.
Really?
So, yeah, so do pay attention to that.
I didn't know that.
They're pronounced the same way, but it's spelt with a C in the UK.
Now,
so.
I thought I knew.
This was a new one for me. I noticed this one. I was like, oh, hello, there's another one.
Oh, look at that. No, I haven't heard that before. That's cool. So, just be careful. You know, pay attention. There are slight differences between British English and American English. Of course, the Brits had the English language longer.
It means we've done worse things. We've had longer to abuse it.
That's cute.
Okay.
So she danced her way to success, despite people believing that she couldn't or doubting that she could. She proved what many people thought was impossible, which is kind of a great feeling, I'm sure, for her, and is now determined. She's really set to remove the negative labels placed upon deaf people. If you're determined to do something, it means you have a really strong will. And you won't give up easily, you could say.
Mm-hmm. And she wants to remove these negative labels. Now, a negative label might be something like, you can't do this, or you're not a complete person because you're deaf. You know, you need help with everything, or, you know, there are so many things that you can't get involved with, which is not true. And so she's saying, we want to get rid of this idea that deaf people can't dance, or deaf people can't be involved in music or art, or, you know, need to be helped with everything. She wants to kind of get rid of that idea. And all of this, these struggles, these difficulties that she had to overcome to become a professional dancer and choreographer, that's that word we mentioned earlier, someone who plans a dance. All of these struggles that she's gone through have motivated her. They've given her this idea. They've given her the drive and the desire and the determination to start Taiwan's first dance company for the deaf. So she's not just happy with her being a dancer and a professional and a choreographer, a dance planner. She's basically saying, okay, I'm going to start my own company for deaf dancers, and everybody can do it with us, and we'll show the world what we can do.
I love this. So she's reaching out to help other people. I'm sure she's had quite a struggle to learn.
Absolutely.
And having been rejected by dance schools and stuff, I'm sure that she has a lot of empathy. She'll be more understanding of these kids that come to her school. I think it's great.
Mm.
She also launched or started the Crescent Moon Plan to raise funds, to raise money to support dance education for the deaf. Of course, with most of the things we want to do in this world, we need money. We need funds. And so she's reached out to people who can donate money. So she's raised funds to support dance education for the deaf so that more kids who are just, you know, having to deal with
an opportunity
disability will have a chance.
Yeah, that they may not get, like she said, she can't get into a lot of regular dance schools, so these kids won't have that chance either. So here we go. Here's a school, here's some funds and dance education to provide it. And she continues to demonstrate, she continues to show to the world, basically, that her hearing impairment, her deafness, is not a limitation. You know, it's not something that's going to stop her doing what she wants.
Right. And it it often can be viewed as something that stops you from accomplishing your dreams or your goals. But she's not letting that happen in her own life. And she's reaching out to help other little ones, which is great. She once said that even if she were given the choice, she would still prefer to be deaf. If you prefer something, again, you have choices, maybe two things or maybe more choices than just, you know, one or the other. But she would always prefer to be deaf, which is saying a lot. She's found a lot of happiness in her life.
And she just likes this way of dancing with the music through her feet. Because, like, no, this is how I dance. This is my thing. I don't need to be able to hear it. I will keep it to this way, thanks.
Yeah.
It's helped me grow as a person, maybe.
Right.
It's who I am.
That's
Why
right.
would I want to change that?
I like that. Okay, guys, we're going to listen one more time to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll wrap up.
接着我们来看到第三个空格。Ling applied to many dance schools, but was blank 3 time and time again.其实呢，这位呢舞者他申请了许多的舞蹈学校，但是一再的怎么样呢？因为他有听障，所以就被拒绝来搭配文艺。第三题的标准答案，我们就选择 D, turned down。第四个空格 ，In fact, Lin believes her hearing impairment has actually blank for her other senses.事实上呢，林静兰她认为她在听力上面的损害反倒是怎么样她的其他的感官知觉。如果看到后面的文章会提到她的触觉呢，可以让她变得更敏感，所以因为她听觉的障碍则是增强了其他的感官知觉。第四题 A exhausted 是精疲力竭 B exhibited 展示 C enhanced 加增加强 D engaged 参与搭配文艺当然是加强了其他知觉感官所以第四题的标准答案我们选择 C enhanced第五个空格后面写着 People's skepticism, Lin danced her way to success. 在这里的 skepticism 是一个名词，代表是怀疑的态度或怀疑的想法。尽管人们带着怀疑的想法，她还是舞出了自己的成功。第五题的 A 选项 ,despite,后面加的是名词，解释成为尽管、虽然。B, although, 虽然也是解释成为尽管、虽然，但是后面要加完整的句子。C, because of, 因为。D, except for, 除了什么之外。搭配文意跟文法，第五题的标准答案，我们去选择 A, despite, 尽管加上名词。第六个空格 The blank six that Lin had to overcome to become a professional dancer and choreographer also motivated her to start Taiwan's first dance company for the deaf. 在这里要请同学从 that 开始刮号刮到 choreographer 用来修饰前面的这个主词。您呢必须要克服这项困难成为一个职业的舞者还有一个编舞家而他必须要克服什么呢第六题 A. Injuries 受伤 B. Sacrifices 牺牲 C. Incidents 事件 D. Struggles 努力奋斗他必须要克服这些努力跟奋斗的过程才能够激励他开办了台湾的第一个听障者的舞蹈公司所以第六题的标准答案我们就选择 D Struggles 第七个空格 Lin continues to demonstrate that her hearing impairment is not a M blank 7他继续努力的来证明他在听觉上面的损伤并不是一项怎么样。第七题 A. Invasion 侵入 B. Limitation 限制 C. Definition 定义 D. Objection 反对对他来讲听障并不是对他的一个个人限制所以第七题的标准答案我们就选择 B. Limitation以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
Okay, so that is the end of the article. I guess the lesson here is whatever you happen to have as a problem or something that might be holding you back, don't let it.
Don't do it. Don't limit yourself. Reach for your dreams. I just think this is a wonderful, wonderful lesson.
It is. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll leave you with that thought. Thanks for listening. For English Digest, I'm Pat.
I'm Stephanie.
Talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.